So I was examining the baby when Dr. Kennedy appeared in the door. And Dr. Kennedy came in and she said, hello. And I said, hello. And the family said, hello. But the family went on to say, would you mind emptying the trash, because the trash can was overflowing. And I was shocked.
By then, I'm a grown-up person. I've been insulted so many times, it doesn't matter to me. And I understand whose problem it is, and it's not mine. Nor do I wish to make it mine.
All they saw was this huge presence of a black woman coming in scrubs, and they assumed that she was housekeeping.
My mother taught us that that's their problem. It's not your problem. Don't let them make their problem your problem.
So Dr. Kennedy proceeded to wash her hands and said, no problem, I'll be happy to. Then she introduced herself. I'm Dr. Kennedy. I'm the one who operated on your daughter last night. And you should have seen the family's face at this point.
If I'm insulted, I've given you a power over me, which I don't intend to give you. So if you make that mistake, that's your problem, not my problem. And it doesn't really affect me unless I let it.
I was smiling on the outside and smiling on the inside at what had just happened.
I got it from my parents. You know, the limit of what you can do is set by you and not by others.
And the family was apologetic. You know, they didn't realize that she was the neurosurgeon. And she was like, no problem. She asked, was there any more questions that the family had? And then she reached down and she picked up the trash, the plastic bag, and walked out the room with it.
I used to tell my residents, and they used to laugh, but I said, to respect the people who do the work in the hospital. Because the hospital can function much more easily without a neurosurgeon than it can without housekeeping.
And that was so amazing to me. And there were so many teachable lessons in that for me that I take with me today. Number one, don't assume who anybody is, you know, based on their appearance. Number two, Dr. Kennedy was a neurosurgeon, but she didn't have any problems but being housekeeper either, because no matter what you are in life, you know, you need to be respected for it. And so that taught me, you know, that people are gonna make assumptions about me, and I don't need to be angry or upset if they don't assume that I'm a doctor, if they assume that I'm something else. Number three, she didn't make the parents feel bad or feel worse than they'd already done about the assumption that they made. She left them with the experience that they could go home and share with their family what had happened, and they could share it in such a positive way that their families wouldn't make the same assumptions in the future.